Hare Krishna. Now this morning we have a question by Maharani Devi Dasi from Hungary, and she's asking for an explanation of the following important statement by Krishna. He says, O saintly Uddhava, in order to restrict materialistic activities, I have established that which is proper and improper among all material things, including time, space, and all physical objects. A very important statement by Krishna. We're living in the material world. We're living in material time. We're governed by material time. We're within these material bodies, and with our material senses, we're engaging material objects. So we can't get away from matter. And yet, at the same time, we're still trying to elevate ourselves, whether it is devotees who are trying to go back home, back to Godhead, or just people who are trying to be religious, become pious and advance in spiritual life. In any case, one wants to go forward. In order to go forward, we have to know which of these material things are conducive for elevation and which are destructive. The 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita points out, Krishna says, like that, as if one takes a thorn out with a thorn. So we use the modes of material nature to go from a lower mode to a higher mode, and ultimately to purify ourselves enough to come into the transcendental region, and then in that way go back home, back to Godhead, so come to the spiritual platform. But in order to attain that, one has to be careful, because the nature of our conditioned state is such that our tendency is to become conditioned by matter. We become conditioned by matter when we exert our independence. So in order to control that independent nature and our nature or our tendency to fall down, we have to accept those regulations that Krishna has set. And because Krishna has established certain parameters, the parameters that he has established in terms of proper time and place and other things, those are capable of elevating us. If we reject those things, then automatically the influence of the material world sets in, and we again become the dancing dogs in Maya Devi's hands. So time. For instance, Krishna has established that rising early in the morning is what is conducive for civilized human beings. Not only just for those who want to practice spiritual life, but those who even want to engage in pious activities, one should rise in the morning, early morning rising. So Krishna has established that certain time. Krishna has established that, for instance, times of fasting should be on the Ekadasi days, two Ekadasi days of the month. These times are when one should conduct a particular fast from grains and beans. An activity that's, for instance, very much leads to us being conditioned in this material world is sex life. And yet Krishna says, kamusmi. He says, but that sex life, which is simply for bringing procreation, bringing Krishna conscious people into this material world, that is not binding, but it will actually be liberating. One will advance in spiritual life. Advance why? Because although one's nature obliges one to engage in sex life, still one is accepting to do that under the jurisdiction of Shastra, and therefore one is blessed, one receives the blessing of the Lord. Everyone needs to eat. How can we not eat? Even if a brahmachari, for instance, restrains from sex life altogether, and in that way doesn't get entangled in Grihastha Ashram, but still he has to eat. And in terms of eating, Krishna has also established what is proper to eat and what is not proper to eat. Those things that are in the mode of goodness, those things that are free from, that don't cause violence. And particularly for us Vaishnavas, everything that's acceptable to Krishna, patram pushpam palam toyam, to offer foodstuffs to Krishna, and therefore always to be eating prasadam. So, yes, you must eat, but you have to eat like this. And then, of course, like this, Krishna allows us to eat in a very opulent way. That becomes part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Eating prasadam, as Prabhupada would say, sumptuous prasadam. There's no harm in that, but simply one should offer the foods that one cooks with love and devotion to the Lord. So eating can also be done. And in so many ways, for instance, work. Karmani varikadaste, everyone has to work. No one can avoid working in this material world. But mapaleshu kadachanha, but you're not entitled to the fruits of your work. So brahmachari's work, the sannyasi's work, the grihastha's work, everyone should work. But how to work? And what to do with the results of your work? One should give in charity. One should support the mission of the Lord. One should serve Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, and so on. So work is not frowned on, but how you work and what you do with the results of your work, that is a prescription. And then there are even more prescriptions in that. What type of work should you do and what type of work should you not do? Don't engage in work that's directly connected to sinful activities. Nowadays, there's very, very difficult for it to find any type of really beneficial activity. I can imagine gardening as being one. But Krishna says, all right, every endeavor is covered by some type of fault, but you have to draw the line. Don't become a butcher. Don't open your own alcohol shop. In other words, draw the line. Don't start a brothel. Do respectable type of work. So time, place, circumstance, and where should one live? Krishna has encouraged, yes, we should live in clean places, pure places, in country, outside, those type of places that are conducive towards the practice of spiritual life. But I have to work, and I can only do that in the city. All right, if you do that, then live in the city. That's also allowed, but keep yourself aloof from the activities of city life, because it's just not pollution that Krishna is warning us about, but all of the entanglements that are there, all the sinful activities that take place in cities. Don't get involved, and in that way you're not living in the city. So this art of working, this art of using the material energy, is something that we need to be very expert in, because by the proper use of the material world, we are able to advance forward and progress in Krishna consciousness. And for that, we need to be very clear about what are those things that Krishna says, I have. When he says he has, that means that in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, through the instructions of Acharyas, Krishna has determined how material things are meant to be used, are meant to be engaged. When we follow his instruction, then we advance forward. When one neglects that, then one commits a sin. Following the order of the Lord is called a life of purity, and neglecting it is a life of impurity. So we should be very careful in this regard. And consider well, what is proper, what is improper in material things, including time, place, and physical objects. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many instructions in this regard. They're all there and within his books, which are very different many of them are very different than those things which we get from our own upbringing and in our modern society. When we embrace those things, then we embrace the life in the material world, which does not then become a source of difficulty for us. It isn't a obstacle in our advancement in spiritual life, but it's actually the staircase that helps us forward toward transcendence. When we neglect those orders and instructions, then we have difficulty in progressing forward. These are some of the things to be considered in this very instructive verse of the Lord. Hare Krishna.